everybody, to another stunning edition of the Nerdwatch podcast. I, of course, am G Money. I am joined by.
We just started.
It's all new. It's all different, but yet it's all the same. It's the Nerdwatch podcast. We are joined by the one and only Gannon, our horror aficionado, and an amazing punk rock superstar. We're also joined by the one and only gaming guru himself. Format is in the house, and our comic book. I guess you could call him our comic book.
You're just gonna call me the henchman?
No, the chairman. The comic book chairman. Yeah. It's the one and only Alika. He's in the house as well. Guys, how you guys? How's your week going? Everybody
good.
Doing all right?
Awesome. Yeah.
Everybody doing good. Well, listen. All right. Well, listen. Before we get into comic
Still
books, we got a lot of we got a lot of stuff to talk about, people. So make sure you guys pay attention. Now, first thing I want to make sure to talk about is this. Before we get into anything else, I do want to talk about. The passing of a legend. One of my favorite actors, Gene Wilder, passed away not too long ago. And I just want to make sure that we here at the Nerd Watch recognize his fantastic comedic work. I, of course, am a personal... My personal favorites, of course, are Blazing Saddles. And my favorite of all time to this day is his great comedic work, in Young Frankenstein. Phenomenal actor. He's in Stir Crazy. He was so good with Richard Pryor in Stir Crazy and Silver Streak, See No Evil, Hear No Evil. The producers.
Great. That was my favorite. See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Like Kevin Spacey's first.
Yeah,
enough.
It is. Gene Wilder, an amazing talent. He's in a movie. Remember Haunted Honeymoon and Hanky Panky. And he's in just a myriad of great films. Gene Wilder, you shall be missed. And, of course, the one I'm missing and not talking about, he is the penultimate Willy Wonka in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It's just an opportunity for everybody to put down Johnny Depp.
Whoa. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory might catch on later.
Right.
That could be like the Blade Runner of 2000.
We're always making everything a Blade Runner.
Like in 2030, people would be like, did you guys see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory starring Johnny Depp? That movie's amazing.
You know what's really sad about Gene Wilder's passing is not only do we miss him on screen, but the family revealed that he was having he passed away from complications to Alzheimer's, which no one knew about, I guess.
That's not news.
I didn't know that was not something that
they
revealed.
They had anything about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, where it was pretty clear.
Really?
They might
I'd never saw that.
It was pretty clear when you see him talking.
That's insane.
That's how good of an actor he was.
So, of course, big ups to the man, Gene Wilder. You shall forever be in our hearts and in our minds and in our movie libraries for sure. I know that I have lots of films starring Gene Wilder in my Blu-ray library. Any memories, any good movies, any favorite films that Gene Wilder was in, you guys? Anything that you guys liked?
You just named it.
Did I name everything?
Hear No Evil, See No Evil is the one I was going to say.
That's one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah. That's the one I saw that as a kid. My mom actually had me watch it with her. And
Stir Crazy is the one that I like because that's the one where they mistakenly go to prison. That one is so good. It's directed by Sidney Poitier too, which is cool. And it's just about Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor mistakenly being put together. You mistakenly get put into jail and how they living in jail. It's a very funny movie. But anyway, Gene Wilder, sir, you shall be missed. Well, before we go any further too, what's with the crowns? Can anybody tell me what's with the crowns?
That has something to do with the latest Magic the Gathering set.
That is that what this is?
Oh, wow.
Conspiracy 2.
Wow.
Conspiracy 2, Take the Crown. It's actually a promotional part of the game.
Right.
Where, during the game, they have cards that allow you to become the monarch.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to pass the crown around during gameplay.
But nobody was enterprising enough to build the crowns before.
I'm the only one, because I love doing like puzzles and stuff like that, I'm the only one that puts these things together.
Format, you are a gentleman, a scholar, and a fantastic Magic player. Nice work.
And a hell of a kisser.
Right.
Wow. Is there something you're going to tell
me? That's what I heard.
That's what you heard?
Like,
oh, good.
Yeah. Damn.
Good.
Here we go.
Alika.
I said he was a pretty good hugger. That's not what I said.
That too.
By the way, if you're wondering who that voice was, that is our comic book consultant for the evening. He is our comic book consultant. He will be consulting on a myriad of comics. So let's get right to it. Of course, Maui Comics and Collectibles. It is the place to be here in Maui, 333 Dairy Road in Kahului.
Sometimes forgets where Kahului is.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. We've got two hurricanes bearing down on us while we record this.
This might be our last. We had to board up the windows in order to do this show.
That's right. The big island is going
to
take.
We are so dedicated to this show. We're risking life.
We're risking life and limb for it.
We love you, people.
Yeah, Madeline.
Maui is like the island that cried wolf with hurricanes, though, because eventually we are going to get slammed.
Well, here's the thing, and I don't mean to make this sound the way it sounds, people. But here's the interesting thing is that. We are blessed that we are behind the Big Island because the Big Island technically takes the brunt of everything.
They soak up a lot.
They soak up their mountains and their as big as they are. They soak up a lot of that stuff. So by the time it hits here, it's tumultuous rains and winds and things like that.
So but big they, up to the Big Island.
So
thank
Big
you.
Island
thank
peeps, DJ.
So if you're on Maui and you want to thank them, send donations to any of the disaster relief funds.
That's right. DJ. Seriously. Take care of those guys. They take the brunt of all of the issues that go along with all of these crazy weather patterns. So big ups to the Big Island for sure. Let's get back to Maui Comics and Collectibles with the chairman of the comic book board.
I hear they're on Maui.
Alika, yes.
I've never seen anybody with a beard like that ever called a chairman.
That is true. It's true.
Is Maui in Hawaii?
Accountant?
It is.
Oh, okay. I like how the beard is like... On? Grown back in.
It is coming back.
Like last week it was kind of ratty, now it's
still a little ratty.
Yeah.
don't mince words.
It's a little more conformed.
So Alika, sir, what can we look forward to this new comic book Wednesday here at Maui Comics?
Dude, you got it
and
your phone?
Collectibles.
You made it so
technology.
My internet wasn't working. So
what the is the internet? No, I'm just kidding.
It's the thing that this podcast is on.
That's true.
Hello, audience. Abe Sapien, number 36.
Whoa. As in Abe Sapien from Hellboy?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got his own title.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was doing that.
He was my favorite part of Hellboy. What is the sequel called? Golden Army.
Yeah, Golden Army. But I didn't know that Mignola was doing anything related to Hellboy anymore.
Yeah, Hellboy is still ongoing.
This is what happens when somebody acts like they know stuff about comics, but they really don't.
And that's why I'm consulting Todd and Swan for this portion.
Our comic book consultant!
Did I say his name? I'm sorry. It's Todd.
Comic book consultant.
You will not look behind the curtain.
That's right. Our comic book consultant.
We need new curtains.
That's right.
Okay, so
what else is coming out?
Aliens Defiance, number 4.
Mm-hmm.
All New Wolverine Annual, number 1.
Ooh.
That's X-23 as Wolverine.
Wolverine. Is that the female Wolverine?
That's correct.
Okay.
Did you have something derogatory?
Oh, no, nothing at all. This is a new podcast. I'm turning over a new leaf.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
We've got Amazing Spider-Man, number 17.
Amazing. Ooh, okay.
Yeah. You're okay with that one?
I love Spider-Man.
We've got...
Especially when he's amazing.
He's pretty consistently amazing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Bloodshot Reborn, number 16.
Mm.
Carnage, number 11.
Okay, I'm not... okay, sorry, I'm willing to admit I have no... I'm not familiar with Bloodshot. Who is Bloodshot?
Bloodshot's on the Valiant imprint, and he's like some kind of genetically superior... Like, he has a huge healing factor, too. Todd, help
me out. Mr. No, comic book consultant!
Consultant.
That doesn't matter.
I believe... I want to say that it's written.
Is he cybernetic?
I want to say it's written. I don't know what kind of backstory they gave him this time because
it's supposed to be.
It's
a very violent comic book.
It's supposed to be.
That was a very graphically one of my first memories of comics is Bloodshot number 0.
Yeah.
It's one of the most bloodiest. The first panel is somebody getting their head chopped off.
Supposed to be a lot different than the 90s comic, but it's still.
It's got to be a little bloody, right?
It's still. They waited to relaunch that title after they relaunched the original line. Because they wanted to do it right.
Sweet.
So it's supposed to be done really well.
Awesome. What else is on that list, sir?
Civil War 2, Choosing
Sides. Hey, I'm losing your mic again.
Oh, really?
There it is. That's it.
Civil War 2, Choosing Sides, number 5 of 6.
Okay.
We're getting our bags tomorrow. Anybody who's been waiting for those, sorry. comic book bags. Cryptocracy, number 3. That's from Dark Horse.
Ooh.
Dark Tower, drawing of 3. Bitter Medicine, number 5.
Well, as in the Stephen King? Is this the...
Yeah.
Oh,
they,
wow.
They've had all these miniseries. They're like 5 or 6.
No, because I knew that a while ago they had released, like... the comics, and there was a graphic novel, and I
there's a lot of Dark
is this new or is this
new?
Oh, this is new. Okay,
he's read none of them. So
I have read none of them. I don't know.
Yeah, I've read the books, you jerk. Actually, I read up to book 3 because I was really getting peeved off at that book.
DC Comics Bombshells Annual Number 1.
Okay, that's still going.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's very popular now.
Yeah, the thing against women.
Well.
No, there's male bombshells, too.
No.
Dick Grayson did a bombshell cover.
Dick Grayson?
You're correct.
Yeah. We can say that?
Yeah,
that.
We can. You, all right.
You could even tell his religion.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's Deadpool versus Gambit, number 405.
Okay.
We've got, let's see, East of West, 29. Anybody's following that? Nope. Future Quest number 4.
Yeah, hey, whoa. East of West is pretty awesome.
All right, comic book consultant, give us a quick overview of what East of West is.
Jonathan Hickman does a sort of future history where he talks about the way that, you know, after the Civil War, the USA, I think, kind of breaks up into different countries.
So like alternate history kind of
stuff.
It's
an alternate history kind of thing.
Ooh, I like that kind of stuff.
The Chinese that come in that are supposed to build the, you know, the train tracks and
the railroads.
The railroads in on the West Coast end up like running the West part of the country.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
And so like it's actually a really interesting stuff. There's a lot of sci-fi elements in it too. I read the first trade. It's awesome. The artwork's expansive. There's a lot of depth of field in it. I really appreciated that. But yeah, definitely check it out if you get a chance. And I didn't know it was already up to 29.
So
I'm not up to date with it, but it's a good book.
That should be in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's in tomorrow.
Or, yeah, okay.
We've got Flashpoint trade paperbacks coming in just for people who want to catch up.
Gotcha.
The season of the Flash coming up.
Cool.
Future Quest number 4, the Hanna-Barbera.
Right, of course.
Let's see, Gotham Academy Annual number 1.
Right.
Hinch Girl, the new Hinch Girl number 10 is coming out tomorrow.
Do I have that on here?
I don't think so.
I didn't.
It's a real indie title.
I wouldn't know anything about it.
You gotta tell me
so I can order them.
It's kind of like for people that like want something that.
Well, I know. On the swap night, somebody actually had a Hench Girl number 1 that they traded.
Yeah.
And I like the art. I've just never heard of that that imprint.
If you like Terry Moore's Paradise.
Strangers in Paradise.
Strangers in Paradise.
Yes.
Then, like, Hench Girl's kind of like a sort of a replacement for that. I mean, like, because it's over.
All right, cool. What else you got on that list, sir?
Guardians of the Galaxy number 11.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Rocket and Groot's coming out tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Justice League number 9.
Are you sure you want to do this segment?
No, of course I do.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Predator versus Judge Dredd versus
he's
Aliens
not even reading
2.
Books off his phone. He's actually playing like a game, making up titles randomly, as he goes.
I'm just randomly saying.
He's like, Pokemon I think Go. Justice League 9 comes out. I don't know.
Oh, he's playing Pokemon Go. Of course he is.
Nothing to say about Predator versus Judge Dredd versus Aliens.
Number 2, right?
Number 2.
Yeah, no, I think everybody should pick up that book. That'll be good.
Cool.
And you're right. Rocket and Groot is coming out tomorrow. Huh? Number 8. Saga 37. I bet you didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Psychic.
No, I looked up what you were getting too.
Oh, okay.
I hacked your phone.
He's picking up what you're putting down.
Oh, okay. No, Spider Gwen number 11. You picking that up?
Yeah.
Spider Gwen 11.
Yeah, Spider Gwen 11. I knew you were going in alphabetical order, so I wasn't gonna like. I didn't want to.
Okay.
Throw you under the bus.
Spider Man number 7. Mm-hmm. Miles Morales. That's actually been really popular lately. Han Solo
else?
Number 3.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
TMNT Universe number 1. So that's like the same. Who was the artist on Batman TMNT?
I don't know.
Williamson?
Yeah.
Williamson. Right.
And so he's just doing a TMNT title on his
own. Right.
When's the new Batman TMNT crossover coming out?
The animated versions?
Yeah.
Crossing over?
Like 3 months from now? 2 months from now?
I think that's 2 or 3 months from now.
Sweet.
Might be January or something.
Sweet.
Okay.
I got to double check on that.
Sweet.
I'm excited for that, though, because that's Batman animated and
of course.
Ninja Turtles, a cartoon.
Awesome.
That cover looks pretty amazing.
I got to check that out.
And I guess the only noteworthy one left is probably Tokyo Ghost number 10.
Yeah.
Nice.
X-Men 92 number 6 comes out.
X-Men 92 number 6. I
hey, Alika, you're gonna make me. What you may want to do next time, if we're watching the show, is maybe consult earlier before we go on.
I didn't know my printer wasn't gonna work. I would have had my paper list and I could have circled the good ones. But I'm like scrolling through trying to like spot them as I go.
So make
thank
sure.
Thank you, Todd, for the help. Yeah. Thank you, Secret
Comic
guy.
Book
Secret.
Consultant.
Sorry, yeah,
he is the comic book consultant. Guy. Anyway,
X-Men.
He's been Todd for like 2 years now.
Okay, he is now the comic book consultant.
He's also not like disguising his voice. So it's like
I'm sorry. I'll talk
us.
Like this
there
from
go,
now.
Talk like that from now. On.
I'll be Bat Dad.
We told you.
Swear to me.
We told you to do Michael McDonald. You just haven't practiced.
Hey, Bat Dad, you mind selling X-Men 92 for me?
X-Men 92 is going to be amazing. It's got the Toadies, the Flaming Lips. It's called Lila Palooza.
That's the issue?
That's the issue.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The Flaming Lips are going to be on the cover.
I wish I had known that.
Well, check them out right here. All those great comics will be at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
And, of course, Maui Comics and Collectibles. Maui Comics and Collectibles is putting on an amazing show this November, November 5th and 6th. It is the first annual Maui Comic-Con, courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles. We will be getting more information on that. We have. Would you like to announce the guest that you
Maui
have confirmed?
Maui Comic-Con!
Yeah, what guest have you confirmed, sir?
Todd Bernardi has officially been disinvited. Anybody who wants
that
to occupy
my
that space.
No, yeah, right.
There's Michael McDonald.
Okay. And who have you officially confirmed for the show?
We officially confirmed Steve Lealoha.
That is awesome.
So,
author of?
Well, he currently Fables. Well, Fables just ended, but he was the Eisner Award-winning Fables run.
That's so cool.
And he also done work on Spider-Woman, if I'm not.
That's crazy.
Yeah, of course. He's had a long and storied career in Marvel through the Bronze Age. And
I looked it up, and I was right. There's a G.I. Joe character named after him.
Well, he did the Silent issue.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we can expect him and hopefully a few more great
Joe issue 21.
A few more great guests coming this November.
Yeah, of course, James Silvani's going to be there.
Yes.
The Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. We've got Todd. Can you help me out here? Mark Gould is coming, right?
Mark Gould, Sam Campos.
Sam Campos,
yes.
Man.
Chris
Cavallo.
Fantastic. Yep. And it's going to be all held here in Maui at the Lahaina Cannery Mall, yes?
Yep, November 5th and 6th, Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have cosplay contests. We're going to announce the judges pretty soon. Night Darling is helping us put that together.
Fantastic.
But also, speaking of Chris Cavallo, we've also got the Amakua number 3 here.
Of course.
Everybody should have got these in
it
the mail.
Is...
If not, send an angry email to Chris.
It's a yearly
Chris,
book, right?
Pretty much.
Biannual.
Kind of, yeah.
Biannual. But Chris
right?
didn't get a box of his comics in the mail. So he sent an email.
No, just send an angry email. It usually makes things happen faster, guys.
Yeah.
Amakua is done by great people from the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance.
Yeah.
Also done by...
These comics just always sell out. It's hard to keep them in stock in the store.
Yeah, and it's also the pencils, from what I understand, is all done by our good friend in Big Island,
yeah.
DJ Kiavikane.
And by from what he understands, he was just told 15 minutes before we recorded.
You know, I'm really sick of your attitude.
I think is what you're sick of is my transparency.
So check them out right here, 333 Dairy Road in Kahului, Maui Comics and Collectibles. You need comics, you need collectibles, or if you need, more importantly, more information on the Maui Comic-Con, you can get it right here in Maui Comics and Collectibles. Be amazing stuff. Anyway.
But what can I add one more thing?
No.
As a consultant?
As the comic book consultant, hurry up.
I'm sure that Chris would like us to also mention that he has a Kickstarter running right now.
Oh, good point. For the next
double issue.
For,
right?
For the next double issue.
Of Amakua. Of Amakua.
And Phantom Surfer.
If you
we
go
only
on...
have enough room for one behind the scenes person on the mic.
That's right. So Kickstarter.
You know that we both have the microphone.
Yeah.
It's fine, but Swan's right. Tiny, so he doesn't.
Yeah. Wow. So Kickstarter, you can check out. Just type in Amakua.
Yeah.
And then you can find out for his new Kickstarter, which would be very cool.
Yeah.
All right, gents.
Teach people how to spell Amakua.
You can see it right here. Amakua.
M-A-K-U-A.
All right, let's get into some news, shall we? We have, because we've been celebrating and we've been talking about a lot of movies and such, we've missed some news for the last couple of weeks. So last week was, our celebratory episode. We talked about our favorite episodes and such. But now it's time to get back in the news. School is back in session. Things are starting to happen. Movies are being shot and rolling in Hollywood. And one of the biggest things that...
As they are wont to do.
Yeah, that's right. Two big things, of course, that we're going to talk about. One of them being that Ben Affleck decided to release via social media What do they call it? Not a sizzle reel, but a test shots of Deathstroke on his social media page. What is it?
Some people have been saying it might not even be test footage because the actual set that Deathstroke is being shot on is it's called the Flying Fox, which I guess would be the Justice League version of what their carrier would be.
Oh, okay.
Because if you actually watch the video a little bit closely, you can see the Batmobile behind Deathstroke. And he looks like he's in, like...
I didn't see that.
Yeah, if you watch the video closely, you'll see the Batmobile kind of behind him, and he looks like he's in, like, you know, the inner... the word I'm coming up with is chassis, which is completely wrong, but the inner part of a plane.
Sure.
So that's what everybody's saying it is. If you ever visited the set, that scene in the set said that that's what that is.
Very cool.
So everybody's thinking that that's the villain for the Batman movie, but they wouldn't be... building suits this early when the script's not even finished.
So Will Smith is under that mask?
Mm-hmm. That's Deadshot.
Oh, Deadshot.
Man, you stupid, man.
Deadshot.
Man, you stupid.
I'm sorry. I don't know. It didn't get me...
Actually, the rumor is that it's Joe Manganiello in there.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because he's...
Joe Manganiello.
He's actually in London
star
right now.
Star of the Pee-wee movie.
As in
True Blood. Flash Thompson, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man, because he's in London now. Like, he's actually been in London during the time that they've been shooting, and Zack Snyder also just happened to like him on Twitter. So everybody's been saying that
he's
on their little detective work that they're thinking that that's Joe Manganiello. Plus, if you look at his Instagram pictures, he's kind of got the Deathstroke kind of do.
By the way, it's Joe Manganiello.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
I've always heard Manganiello.
No, he
said you just Manganangled that.
I did.
I'm going to call him Mangello.
Mangello.
I've always called him Manganiello.
Now, with him, he has quite a frame on. That guy has quite a frame.
Yeah, he's a big dude, man.
Then, I mean, Deathstroke.
Oh, I'd run my hands all over his abs. I'm straight as hell, but I'd still do it.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a cool frame.
That is
he
a
had
good
like
looking
PVC
man.
Carbon fiber abs.
That's
that
yeah. I mean, that guy would be. I'm interested to see what he would, how he'd be as Deathstroke in
a
the
cool
flick.
Suit, though.
Yeah, it is a cool suit. It did look really cool. I'm.
It reminded me of what Deathstroke looked like in the Arkham Origins game.
I didn't play any of the games.
Well, format probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All you guys except
yeah.
me played that card.
I don't know. I don't know if it makes me that more excited for Justice League. I'm already kind of excited for Justice League. I don't know if I need to see that villain in particular, but still, very cool to see.
They nailed him.
Yeah, they did. They did. That was a good suit.
He
no doubt.
Great.
No doubt about it. So,
and I like that it's Ben Affleck that's getting involved with the reveals.
That's a good, you know, I never thought about that, but you're right. Maybe Ben Affleck making like he's excited for it is kind of cool.
I don't know if he's making like he's excited for it. I can't speak for the man, obviously, but I think in his case, he's excited that a lot of the DC universe is kind of, I don't want to say the word that like it's wrapped around him.
Well, with
like
the success of
but
Suicide
he's,
Squad.
He's a very big piece of what's going on with the, like, so he's kind of what, I think he's trying to kind of fashion himself to what Robert Downey Jr. was in the Marvel Universe.
And he should.
He's actually got more traction to it than Robert Downey Jr. does because he's actually a great director. He's actually
I was
a great
writer. Did Robert Downey Jr. direct anything?
But if we're honest,
well, he did direct. I think he did direct a film at one point.
Yeah, he did, but
not in the Marvel.
Robert Downey is much more charming than Ben Affleck. If I
on screen,
myself.
Of course,
yeah. With the right subject matter, sure.
Yeah, I think he is.
If Ben Affleck had to play a Tony Stark type of character, he could probably do it.
You think he could?
Sure.
All right. Well, that's one of the biggest pieces of news. The next big piece of news, and this is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Now, there has been rumors that portions of the new Star Wars Episode 8 script has been leaked.
Yeah. It's all crap. I mean, this they do it every month. It's
now,
like,
now,
but it's fun to read them.
No, well, here's the thing: is that there was a huge YouTube a YouTube video put up about it. The person won't reveal.
I love how they're describing what they saw.
They don't reveal their source. Yeah. Right, of course.
Neither would I.
And that is that's where I was going to say that's a fair. That's fair because I wouldn't.
If it's legit,
correct. If it is legit, and so I mean, I'm not spoiling anything by any stretch because this it may not even be true. But according to what the video says is that for as much as I don't like Force Awakens, apparently there is something about that familiar feeling that Force Awakens has to episodes 4 A New Hope. Apparently that's part of the we'll know why that's happening. First of all, secondly, there's an even bigger reveal. So if you don't want to hear this, because I don't know if it's true or not, but if you don't want to hear this,
it's all speculation.
Turn us off for
total speculation.
5 seconds.
It's
but here it is.
You hate speculation.
They say that Snoke is much more than he actually is. Snoke is not just the almighty leader of the new Knights of Ren.
Order of Ren is
the grandfather of Luke Skywalker. So. The father of Luke Skywalker.
Grampy Snoke.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
The father of Luke Skywalker? So he's Anakin?
No. The grandfather of Anakin. I didn't mean to say Luke. I always say Luke.
The grandfather of Anakin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, he's the father of Anakin.
That would make him super old.
No, right. The father of Anakin is what the spoiler was.
Is it the father of Anakin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's the midichlorian. Because
the line that the guy says is...
his name is Snoke Midichlorian.
Oh, God. So, wait a minute. Yeah. You're right. It is.
That's what it was, yeah.
It's the father of Anakin.
I heard an entirely different rumor that I would have been okay with, and it was the...
Luke's grandfather.
No, Rey's grandfather was actually Palpatine. He had sired a child in secret, and that she's actually the granddaughter. And the person...
But that's what's awesome about this is that it really doesn't matter who is whose baby and whatever's going on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's
awesome. But whatever they give us in the movie is going to be acceptable, you know?
Right.
It's like, you know?
Whatever inbreeding happens in the Star Wars universe.
Give us some of that, you know, yeah.
It's Wicket's baby. Wick and Leia got it on and raised
the
baby.
That was a crazy party when they were barbecuing.
The Ewoks
were like, there's humans here, why not?
They got drunk with that Ewok wine.
That's right, when they were eating stormtroopers in the Ewok village, there's nothing.
Yub nub indeed.
That's why they hit her on that planet, because they're like, we can't let people know what happened.
That's right. We do not talk about this.
That's why she's so good at climbing.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Well,
spoiler.
I think honestly, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think if Anakin's grandfather is Snoke, that's an interesting idea. Anakin's father, Luke's grandfather.
But that negates
Luke's,
the prequels because they say that he's like
a grandfather. I've got this so confused in my head
it's
right
all
now.
In the execution, because we know no matter what they drop on us in movie 8. Movie 9 has got to just completely shatter our brains.
It negates the story of the prequels, though, because he was an Immaculate Conception.
Yeah.
Right, he
was.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. Snoke is midichlorian.
And by the way, I didn't write it down, but there also on our Nerdwatch Facebook page, there is an amazing trailer for a documentary about the validity of the prequel trilogy.
But you don't need to watch it.
I think you do, because I am a huge defender of the prequel trilogy.
I actually think that, I already said this before on the podcast, that the everybody's tone is softened, towards the trilogy.
I think so, too. I think you're right.
Because they have something else that's good to look forward to now. That was all they had to look forward
to.
I know. It really did dash our hopes when we went to
but
the
now
theater.
That there's something new coming out,
I was
you're
in
like,
high school
yeah,
when
you know
that
happened. That
was my Star Wars. I was in high school for that. But, like, now, after the fact, I'm actually all right with it.
I'm not. I'm still not.
You're
I'm
still... Okay. Really?
I'm still...
I got enough good stuff from it.
Yeah, me too. I am a huge defender of the prequel trilogy. I think that it's completely underrated, and I think it is better than.
I agree that it's underrated.
Believe, so.
I think everybody's coming around though on it.
Looks like our audience has a question. He's got something to say, almost.
I think that was a gesture in solidarity.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. All right, you with me? No, you're not with me? Oh, man.
Way to gesture off camera to somebody that's not going to be on the
show. He's not
going to
be on the show on YouTube.
No, I don't like the
prequels. Oh, man. See, another hater that doesn't like the prequels.
No,
I don't know.
I think they could have did it different.
Yeah,
well,
see?
But I can go
well,
into
it. Well, we'll talk about it after because I can't hear you on the mic. But anyway, yeah, I think you're wrong, Kai.
Facebook,
you stop it. You're right in there. Anyway, listen, Star Wars Episode 8, we still got another year to go.
It might get pushed up to May, they're saying.
Really?
I read something online that they're considering pushing it back to May.
Oh, wow, that's insane.
They might be able to finish it in time to do it in May.
That is insane.
That'd be amazing.
Well, we still got Rogue One to look forward to. It's going to be an amazing Star Wars season of films. Speaking of season of films, there has been some very interesting news in the movie world about Warcraft. Warcraft, the most successful game to film adaptation ever made.
In China.
Now, here is the kicker and the caveat to all of this. Warcraft, they were asking Duncan Jones if they're working on a sequel. He said right now there is no sequel in the works, but he'd like to be part of it. The other news that came out is that, and this may be a game changer. According to some reports that are out, I believe I put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/nerdwatch. And if it does hold true, it would make the United States box office play second fiddle to China's, because if there is a Warcraft sequel, apparently it will not hit U.S. shores and it'll just be in China, and that's a big deal. If I say
an interesting strategy, though, it'd be an American-made film,
right,
with American actors in it,
yes,
American budget,
right,
so on and so forth, but not released in America,
right?
So I'm trying to understand the wisdom to it.
This is a really good strategy
for Americans to get back our debt that we owe to China. Just like trying to get some of that money back. Let's do it. How much release stuff in China? We're kind of spinning our wheels bilking the American public. Why don't we bilk the Chinese public? They're a lot bigger.
What we'll call it is financial diplomacy in filmmaking.
There you go.
Yeah, it works. Right.
Trillions of dollars do we owe you? Here, how about we give you World of Warcraft
2? You guys can have it. You guys can get the video.
I'll take a decent chunk out of it, right?
I have to say that it would be disappointing if it didn't come to the United States.
If they release it in China, there's no way it's not going to be
the bigger part of their marketing strategy. I cannot see them not releasing it in America.
I just
think the marketing here would be diminished.
Well, here's the
thing.
We're
not going to be able to understand the bootlegs.
Well, so, right.
That's right. We got to have an American
But
release.
Here's the thing, though. This is a country, China's a country that rejected Ghostbusters off of the whole superstition thing. They rejected Suicide Squad. I'm not too sure why. I don't know what it had to deal with. But
El Diablo.
Maybe it was El Diablo. But they rejected playing that there. So I don't understand the strategy. But I guess right now, China is where the money is being made for movies. Because if you've noticed, when we watch movies, every precursor title screen is always somebody from like the China Film Channel or Alibaba Pictures. All of these Chinese funded Chinese
Alibaba's
companies.
Not Chinese.
It actually is.
No, it is.
Is it really? Yeah, seriously. Matter of fact, their Amazon or their eBay is called Alibaba or something like that. I was reading it. So
Alibaba.
Correct me if I'm wrong,
well,
YouTube. Correct me
so
if
I
I'm wrong. But no, it is. It's quite interesting. Like the H brothers, it's pretty crazy. Anyway.
At least he'd make it up and I wouldn't question it.
That's right. I would be disappointed. I think that would be kind of a bummer if it never showed up on these shores, wouldn't it? What you think?
Oh, I guess so.
Warcraft?
I mean, I'd still see it.
I'm sure you would. But yeah, Warcraft...
I have to learn Chinese to play the game, so...
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
You're right.
I had a bunch of friends that were in guild that only spoke Mandarin.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
I had to learn Mandarin in order to teach them how to spend their points.
That's awesome.
What am I right about?
You were totally right. It is a Hong Kong Chinese film company, and currently their stock is worth $1.60 a stock.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
I'll buy $20 worth.
I
have all that money rolling in.
Speaking of Warcraft, I know we have more movie stuff to go, but on the same lines as Warcraft, WoW's one of WoW's biggest expansions has just come out, Legion. That's a big deal. That just came out yesterday evening, and Kai's got his hands on it, but can't play it because he's broke. our fan has got it. I've heard it's amazing, and it continues the story of World of Warcraft.
Everybody thought Illidan was crazy.
Yeah, so if you want to know anything about Warcraft and where it's leading to, just play the game. I'm telling you right now.
Or
just Google it. Wowhead it somewhere or something. But yeah, Warcraft, it would be disappointing for sure if it never came to these shores. I'd be very disappointed. Or arrive, absolutely. Let me look at my paper. What else we got here? What else do I have on this list of stuff?
You got that drawing. Tell them all about the drawing.
Don't want to tell them anything about your stupid drawing, sir.
I thought it was a realistic depiction.
Did anybody get to see the new trailer for the Russian Avengers movie called Guardians?
I did, actually. It looks very impressive.
Doesn't it look good? Oh my gosh!
It actually looks amazing.
In
some cases, looks better than some superhero movies we get.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought the bear character was cool as hell already.
Agreed.
And then he pulled out a minigun. And I was like, what? No.
That's Russians for you,
so
man.
So good.
I am very surprised at how good it looks. First of all, and secondly, Russia has come out with some very good cinema.
Remember when Nightwatch came out? That was a big deal. It was a genre-busting film.
And it was.
They never finished that series. Yeah. That kind of feels like it picked up where that one left off.
I think you're right about that.
It was remarkably impressive.
It looks amazing.
I have no idea what's going on in that trailer, but I definitely want to see what the hell is happening.
No one has a clue. No one has any idea what's happening in that trailer. I don't know what the story is. Who knows? But I have to see this movie, and I surely hope that we get a chance to view it here in the States.
Oh, I really hope they show it in theaters here.
That would be amazing.
Because that movie looks like it's...
You're our connection.
The release title is Russian Avengers.
Russian Avengers. It's called Guardians. Go figure, right? Yep. There's a Russian
Guardians
bear.
Of the USSR.
There's also a Asian Russian guardian. What's his power? He looks like he has.
Is that the teleporting guy?
Was that what it was? It was really cool.
I think he was like their Nightcrawler.
Yeah, something like that. But listen, if you haven't seen it, just YouTube Guardians trailer.
Who is the analog for the bear-headed guy? Like, what character is he representing?
I have no idea.
Like, would he be the Captain America or the Thor like that?
I think he would be the Captain America.
I was going to say I thought he was the Hulk of the team.
Until he pulled out the gun. But I would think, because whenever someone thinks of Russia and stuff, they always think strong like bear.
I mean,
so it's probably the bear is supposed to be their equivalent of Captain America.
It's like if an eagle was on the Avengers.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
That's right. In Russia, you don't need bear. Bear eat you in Russia. That's
bear fun. Eat you anywhere.
Anywhere. So Guardians.
That sounds dirty.
It does. It kind of does.
It does.
It's one of those unique flicks, foreign flicks that could get a lot of traction.
I hope it does show up here.
Yeah. What's the director who did Nightwatch? Tim Moore? That's how he got his start.
I don't know how to say his last name either.
But he's the guy who did Wanted. He has a career from those Nightwatch movies. So you never know. So it'd be very cool. Yeah, yeah.
He never did finish that series though.
He did two of them. He did Nightwatch and he did Daywatch.
And they never finished the.
It was a trilogy. Yeah, I know. It's a real shame.
It was a lot of great. I mean, that was like. That was a little bit different, though, because that was going to be like if the Russians made the Matrix.
Yes.
That was kind of his idea.
Yes.
Somehow we owed him more.
It felt, you know what that film series felt like, if you've never seen it before? It almost feels like a precursor to the Underworld franchise, almost, to me.
Well, didn't Underworld happen before then or around the same time?
No, I thought it happened after.
I really don't remember.
Well, we're...
G makes up all
we're not a huge
anyway,
fans.
So.
We're getting another Underworld, too, which is sad.
Oh.
I feel so bad for Kate Beckinsale.
Is it going to be Kate Beckinsale again?
Again? Well, what else is she doing?
I don't know, man.
She and Mila Jovovich are going to be forever doomed to always do those movies until they can't anymore.
Well, Resident Evil is getting its last movie,
and
right?
I'm going to go
That's
see it.
Say.
How many Resident Evil movies?
Six,
is that?
I think.
This would be the sixth one.
I think it's six. Yeah.
That makes her like a major action star, Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich.
She's, I was thinking about that.
She's done
other
more
day.
Films in her franchise than Stallone has.
Right?
He's mm-hmm. never yeah. made more than four Rambos. He's never made more than six Rocky. Well, I guess all Rocky.
Well, he's does. Got like several franchises.
Yeah, he, that's the only difference.
But so does she. I guess she did Underworld too. So.
Right? She Alice. No, she's not in Underworld.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. that's Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
Yeah, but Mila Jovovich is. She still is playing Alice, correct?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I was not impressed. I think I kind of tapered off with Apocalypse. Well, I didn't like Apocalypse.
Apocalypse was the second one.
But the Extinction, the one where it's in Vegas, I didn't like that one. I didn't like that one at all. That wasn't
very good.
I
didn't like the Alice character.
Yeah.
They could have did without it.
I agree. I agree.
And then
absolutely
they kept bringing her back, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm done.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I kind of loathed that series from the start because it's called Resident Evil and it took place in the mansion for all of 10 minutes and it was already underground. And
right? Yeah, I know, right?
I was already like, okay, so obviously this franchise is not going to even try to go where the games went. But
they just threw in a couple nods to the gamers.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'm the stupid
sucker.
Like
when I saw the train,
all,
I was like, oh, awesome! And then that was it.
Yeah, yeah. I think the second.
That's why he kept saying like these movies kind of follow along the sides of the game stories, sure. But they don't really.
Yeah, the first one. I think the first one is the most
the characters
tolerable.
Like the characters in the games weave in and out, but mm-hmm. like they aren't really
right because we've gotten Chris Redfield, we've gotten
Claire and Jill
Claire,
have been there.
Jill Valentine.
I think Leon was in the
yeah.
Last
I think
one,
you're
wasn't
right,
he?
Sir. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, they've all. Pretty much
they've all pretty
it.
Much made yeah. it in there. I still got to watch the last two. Retribution was that one.
I don't know if you have to.
Oh, I don't
I have. I've
owned them.
All,
I own them, so I don't. I have to watch them now. I got to go back to Apocalypse. The only reason why I was bothered by Apocalypse is because I thought Mike Epps' role was kind of garbage.
Mike Epps was in that?
Yes.
To be fair,
was
all,
he funny in the movie?
All their roles are garbage in that movie.
Yeah, that whole movie
was he funny
garbage.
Or action starish?
He was more funny.
To be fair, all the roles in the game were garbage.
Yeah, they were.
Mike,
to be fair,
you, Jill,
Mike Epps
the
is just
of unlocking the lockpit, which you should have had from
that's
the beginning.
Right. You know
why do we need keys in a mansion when we have rocket launchers and shotguns?
And let me
can't
tell
we
you,
just blow the doors open?
The director of the second one was the second unit director of Spectre. The latest James Bond
so
movie.
So he's stepping up in the world.
He is stepping up, even after that horrible movie called Apocalypse, which is the one with the Nemesis in it.
To be fair, I've seen movies much worse than Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Oh, no doubt about it. Agreed. I completely agree with you. Gents, also on my list today of stuff, transitioning over to some television, because we haven't had a chance to talk about TV. Coming up, this is where I'm going to ask you guys, consult with everybody. This next week, the next week when we do the podcast, I was thinking about doing a TV special because there's so many new television shows coming out. I don't know if we should do it
but
next week.
We haven't watched any of them yet.
No. But there's a preview. It's like a preview show. So we'll talk about what we think we'd be
like
interested
when
in.
ABC would do the Saturday morning previews.
Yes!
Yes! 5-minute clips of
those
each
are
cartoon.
So fun.
Yes! Yes!
Now,
yes!
I remember seeing like the one that debuted Saved by the Bell. And you remember they did all the NBC Saturday morning stuff and Captain N and
yes.
like, Game Master was
remember
in that,
that
preview. And what else was in that preview show? But they were like lost in like a mist in it. And then they come out in it was Miss Bliss was their teacher at the time.
Oh, right. Haley Mills.
Haley Mills.
You know, the only reason
Pollyanna
why.
Pollyanna herself. Wait, was she Pollyanna? Who was?
Yeah, she was Pollyanna. Haley Mills. That was when it was called Thank You, Miss Bliss. Or
Good
whatever.
Morning, Miss Bliss.
Good Morning, Miss Bliss. That's what it was. I was going to consult with you guys if we should do the preview next week or the week after, because September, of course, we restart a whole bunch of new shows. They're putting out previews for the new MacGyver, which looks terrible.
The poster already
the poster
looks terrible.
Made me hate it.
Yeah.
The poster came across like this is the comedy version
right.
of it. Like,
right.
I'm going to start a change.org petition titled No Mullet, No Dice.
Well, here's how it goes.
Well, like, you know, they're aging him down because it's Lucas Till playing him.
Yes.
Look, the youngness doesn't bother me, but it's just like...
It does when you're doing what's obviously a lighthearted, like, tongue-in-cheek version of the show.
Right.
Because now it's obviously, like, you're
that
making
does,
it for kids.
Yeah, that does make sense,
as opposed to
yeah.
just making, like, a cool show about a guy who's just...
Can do right. stuff.
He's got ingenuity
stuff.
To make gadgets
right.
out of anything.
Makes sense.
Which is what the show should be. You can have a guy be that young, just... It looks like they're definitely trying to skew it for kids to watch instead of just making a show for people to watch.
Well,
the original MacGyver did have wide appeal. Like, I watched it as a kid.
You did say... The original one. Did. You said wide appeal.
Wide, with a D.
Oh, okay, good. I'm just checking.
Thanks to MacGyver, duct tape stock rose through the roof.
Duct tape, gum, and dental floss.
Yeah.
Oh, and Swiss Army knives.
Swiss Army knives. But yes.
I remember one of the TV Guide's ads. There, like, on one sheet, there was, like... It was an M16, and it said their weapon. And on the other page, there was a paperclip, and it said his weapon. And I was just like, that's so awesome. Like, it's
MacGyver.
For MacGyver, that's like a paperclip. He's good.
Richard Dean Anderson better be in the new series. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah. No, it's got nothing to do with it.
I know.
He's going to have an eye patch. He's going to be the Nick Fury.
You know, the crazy thing is going to be the Nick Fury.
You could do that
TV
show now with him.
You could.
You just have it come back like he's just MacGyver still.
I think there would be more hype for that show.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I agree.
You could
do
that show with him the way AG is now and people would still watch.
Well, wait. Who was his son in the last episode? Was that Jonathan Brandis?
No.
He had a son in the last episode that he was with.
I don't remember.
That could have been a torch passing. Is that guy still around? Is he like an actorish dude?
I can't remember his name, and I don't know if he's still an actor. It might be Jonathan Brandis, but it sounds familiar, I guess. But it's possible. But yeah, like
you remember the last episode? Oh, he had his son, right?
Right. There, he had his kid. Yeah, no.
And that was a big deal.
That was a huge deal.
And
well,
they ended on that.
I don't know. I think we should do it. I don't know if we should do it next week or the week after, but television sneak previews of what's coming up this fall you should watch. So we'll talk about that soon as well. So that should be coming up. Anyway, lastly, a couple of things I want to talk about. More in the gaming realm, and this is for two things. Number one, No Man's Skies, huge game for PS4, making money hand over fist. People are now asking for major refunds because they're completely disappointed because it's not the game that they were living up to. Was supposed to be, as if that's what the word I'm looking for.
And that, folks, is why you don't pre-order.
People are, by the droves, are trying to get this game refunded. People are ticked off that it's not working the way it should. They're giving refunds. Steam and all these other guys are giving refunds to people that have played for 80-plus hours of No Man's Sky. And this is supposed to be a huge game.
They played for 80-plus hours?
And they still gave them refunds. Because they said they marketed it incorrectly and it wasn't the game that they were expecting.
But they still played it for 80 hours.
Yep.
So what is disappointing though about it?
Well, if you don't know what No Man's Sky is,
Have you played it?
I have it. No Man's Sky is basically it's almost like a simulator in the fact that you are bearing down on this unknown planet. And what you have to do is you have to get off this planet by collecting minerals and such to rebuild your engines and all those other things. And you can fly up into space. And what you become is almost like a profiteer. And you go to different planets, which, by the way, is quintillion. There's 10 quintillion planets in this thing. And they're procedurally generated, so they're supposed to all be different.
But some of the animals look suspiciously the same.
Suspiciously the same. Even some of the environments look suspiciously the same. I've played it. It's fun, but it's fun for a little while. I can see how once you've played for a few hours, you can kind of get tired of it. It's not exciting. The actual game itself...
How's the graphics and the art?
Graphics are okay. They're not great. But the promises of this game were...
The screenshots make the colors look amazing.
Yeah, but the promise of this game was that you could do anything, visit any planet, and you'd be able to meet people in multiplayer, which now is not the case, and people are really upset about that. You can visit different galaxies.
Are these things that they're trying to do fixes?
No, they're not. We don't even know how to do fixes on it. But the whole point is that once you start building up your ship and yourself... Your whole goal is to get to the center of the universe, of the galaxy. That's the goal of the game. And you can do it in so many very different ways. So it's interesting how, if you've ever seen any of this stuff on YouTube, No Man's Sky has become this kind of like this whipping boy for what people were expecting and didn't get and what people expected and did get. Because some of it's good, some of it's okay, but No Man's Sky, they are now stopped. The refunds have been so bad that they're now stopping the refunds, which is crazy. Through Steam, PS4 was giving out refunds for the game. It's pretty bad. So they're now
for those of you that are familiar with anime, fans of the game before it was released were expecting No Man's Sky to be like One Piece,
right?
Where you go around collecting and building up, and then going on a final journey to get to this grand treasure in the middle of the universe.
That's a good way to put it.
Unfortunately, that's what the studio wanted. Right. That's what they were promising. But the people that wanted to play it, they were expecting like a safe version of Eve online.
Yes.
And that's not what they got.
That's not what they got at all. And the interesting thing is that they've been working on this game for what, 5+ years now?
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole thing.
And so, you can tell, like, the game is gorgeous.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. Freaking beautiful. I love it.
But it's not what people wanted.
Not what people
They wanted more combat, more war.
Yes.
There are some planets where you land and the game style essentially turns into a version of Flower.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Let's put it this way. Ganon, there's no need for you to play.
I wasn't going
to. Okay, good.
Unless you get the Batman planet.
Yeah, the Bat planet.
Hey, there's 10 quintillion. There's got to be one.
There's got to be one. So, No Man's Sky, buy at your own. That's fine. Buy at your own risk. Speaking of disappointments, really quick before we get out of here because it's almost time. Speaking of disappointments, Pokemon Go losing almost 14.
You just love that all of these games are just
Pokemon
crashing.
Go has lost about 14 million players.
They meant to do that.
Who knows, but whatever the case may be.
That's active users, though.
Yeah.
They still have it on their phone. It's still downloaded.
It's still downloaded,
they're just
right?
not playing because right. they're pretty much done until they fix the tracker.
So that's a lot of people that apparently are not playing Pokemon Go. I don't know if it's going to affect their numbers at all, but you know, if you're still playing Pokemon Go, I don't know if you've caught them all yet, but hey, by all means.
How many Pokemon are there?
I do not know. Do you know, Format?
Over 500?
No. In this first release, it's supposed to be 151, but there's a few of those that are legendaries that haven't been released, and there's some that are regional, which means like Australia has one.
Yeah.
I think Japan has one. Yeah, Europe has one. I think there's one that you can only get in Texas.
That's insane.
So there's, there's certain ones that you can't get to yet.
Yeah, crazy. So Pokemon Go, still a viable game to play. People are still playing it. If you live in Maui, Ma'alai, still the hot spot. I'm telling you, we should do an event out there. The Nerd Watch should just totally do an event.
It's a barbecue or something.
We should do a barbecue. A Nerd Watch barbecue. That'd be so sick.
If someone were to show up with like a food truck, or not even a food
truck,
but like a food truck out there? No.
Really?
But like a cooler of like Musubis, they would make a killing.
That'd be crazy. Someone's been bringing out food? Wow, that's crazy. I've heard that people are bringing out food. I've heard people want to bring trucks out there, but apparently Ma'alai doesn't want to.
Yeah, they're pretty strict
to.
About that over
they're
there. That's state.
So,
right
yeah,
there,
exactly. So, go
it's
figure.
Like, it's just like
yeah.
Family style. Just
yeah. Well, that's why people are just bringing stuff out family style. That does make sense. Anyway, gentlemen, almost time for us to get out of here. No real huge releases for the week, by the way. But we do have more major releases coming up in the next couple of weeks. We've got some Marvel movie. A Marvel movie coming out on Blu-ray here in the next couple of weeks, which we'll talk about. No, and coming up in September.
Spoiler, it's Civil War.
Oh. Well, I gotta ruin everything. And then, of course, coming up, it is now September, starting this week, and we're gonna be seeing more video game and movie releases that we're gonna really want to talk about. So stay tuned for that as well. Make sure, guys, that you find us at Nerdwatch on the Nerdwatch Facebook page at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can get major information about the Nerdwatch, our events, and Maui Comic Con coming up November 5th and 6th. You're not gonna want to miss it. It's a very cool first annual crazy event that's going to be happening for 2 straight days, courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles. You're not going to want to miss it because Ganon's going to be there, Format's going to be there, and Alika's going to be there. They are confirmed. They are going.
And Steve Lealoha.
And Steve Lealoha will be going as well. It's going to be an amazing show. And we've got more names, hopefully, to announce.
Yeah, we've got more to announce.
Fantastic. So we'll talk about that during the next
couple months. Sean will be there.
I'm sure he will be. So, by the way, you can check us out on facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can follow us on the Twitters at Nerdwatch Nation. You can follow us on YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation. And you can follow us on Instagram at @_Nerdwatch as well. And by the way, we're going to be doing a lot more video content too. Podcast will still be there, but we're going to be doing a lot more video content both on YouTube and on Facebook Live. Stay tuned for that. I don't know if I told you guys this, but when we do movie premieres, we're going to start Facebook Living them, and we're going to talk to the camera. We're going to review. We're going to review the movies at the auditoriums or at
while the movie is playing.
While the movie is playing, we're going to provide our own commentary.
We're going to set up lights and everything in the theater while the movie is playing.
Live commentary,
so that people that are trying to watch the movie will get all upset at us,
and we'll get it kicked out. Awesome. And we'll be able to get kicked out.
Well, we won't get kicked out because we got connections.
That's right, we got connections. So, you know. Well, listen, before we go, Gannon, you had something you wanted to announce, didn't you? You had something going on, right?
Yeah, my band has got a show. It's our Miss Fest.
Are you actually going to be at this show this time?
I confirmed it with the rest of my guys.
Oh. Fantastic. So Miss Fest?
We did it last year.
The Minorities, yes.
It was a Misfits tribute show for Halloween.
What day is this?
It ended up getting pushed, last year it got pushed a week afterwards, but it's October 22nd.
Cool.
At the Steel Horse Saloon in Lower Main.
Fantastic.
Which is 1234 Lower Main.
Oh,
no joke.
That is a great address.
That's the name of the address. 1234 Lower Main. It's right. It's actually right next door to Donut Dynamite too.
Oh yeah, they just
opened Donut Dynamite. Yeah. I've been meaning to check them out.
So we'll be doing that. Some Misfits covers, some originals. There's four bands playing it, and some other fun stuff that I'll probably.
But most importantly. The Minorities are going to be at MissFest.
Yep.
So check them
out.
We
are confirmed for that one.
October 22nd.
October 22nd.
Fantastic. Where can you get tickets?
It's just a cover, so you just pay $5 or you dress up.
Yeah, done deal. Steel Horse. You
know. Done deal. All right, sweet.
You can give me $5 right now if you want to. But
okay. I'm in. Done. I am totally in.
You might have to pay again at the door.
Thanks.
You can pay me $5 and then another $5 when you come.
Well, a big shout out to you guys, Gannon, and of course, Format and Alika. I, of course, am G Money. Please check us out on Facebook for more updates on events and Maui Comic Con. We will see YouTube and podcast guys all next week. Same nerd time, same nerd channel. And until then, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys, aloha. I think that's good. I think they get it.